Dr. Asia Carter studies what fossilized bones can tell us about how animals moved. But her work is also important when it comes to today's natural environment. As part of State Impact Pennsylvania's focus on climate change, we spoke to scientists about their connection to one of the world's critical issues.
I started volunteering at the Academy of Natural Sciences of Philadelphia when I was 13 years old. Before then, I remember birthday parties there. I remember the marble staircases before there was new construction. I have grown up in that museum. My proudest moment is when I could name every single animal in the dinosaur hall, which is not that many. I think it's like 10, but I was very, very proud of myself.
Carter is a postdoctoral researcher at the University of Pennsylvania. She studies dinosaur bones.
I'm a paleobiologist, so I think about the animals as if they were alive. So my big questions are, how do these bone shapes change so the animal can move? So what my method did was figure out how to model bone geometry in 3D programs to figure out how they move. So what we used to do back in the day is you would just get a lot of people and you would move the bones of these dinosaurs back and forth and kind of figure it out. But that requires a lot of people. And if the bones are really big, it's a lot of people. So with my technique, it uses 3D scans, 3D software, and you can model it in the computer. During grad school, I was running one of my experiments, and this had been hours, sleepless nights, you know, working weekends, so much coffee. And I got these two vertebrae to start moving in my experiment. These two vertebrae have not moved in 200 million years.
Carter says paleontologists look to the past to understand how the world is changing right now under climate change.
And the reason we know the rate of global warming is greater than what it would be naturally is because we've seen the experiments naturally. It's called the fossil record. We've seen it. We've studied it. We know it.
Pennsylvania has the fifth highest level of carbon dioxide emissions among U.S. states, coming in under Texas, California, Florida, and Louisiana. These greenhouse gases fuel rising heat.
The planet is getting warmer, and animals cannot respond to how quickly it is getting warmer. It's been warmer in the past, yes, not at the rate it's heating up right now. And that is a rate that animals cannot keep up with. So instead of evolving new forms, they're just going extinct. And extinction's forever. Science is so innately human. And I know a lot of people stray away from science because it's the math or it's the memorization. But discovery is what makes us who we are. And that's what science is. It is a means to understand who we are, where we are, and what we're made of.
Carter says anyone who's passionate about a question is thinking like a scientist. Donna McDermott, State Impact, Pennsylvania.